true financial freedom is an understanding that any moment in time you have access to not just the money in your bank account and the fiat currency, but you have access to the resources of the world. In other words, you have the opportunity to leverage all kinds of resources. You may not, for example, be able to buy a $2 million home today, but you could leverage resources to be able to live in a $2 million home today. You may not have the financial resources to be able to hire the people that you want to hire for your business, but you can leverage someone else's financial resources to raise money for your business and hire the people and actually experience that type of prosperity and abundance. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, come on, Dave, this is sort of Pollyanna. It's not Pollyanna at all. True wealth is the ability to harness really the infinite amount of resources, financial and otherwise, that exist in the world today. Welcome to A Changed Mind, a journey into the topics that matter to you most. From the neuroscience and spirituality of mindset and personal growth to groundbreaking strategies for health, wealth, and relationships, to open and honest conversations about pressing global issues such as the environment, censorship, corporate capture, and democracy. Each and every episode reminds us of the certainty of the goodness of the future and provides the teachings, tools, and timeless wisdom inspiring you to create real lasting change in your life and in the world. If you've been desiring a sanctuary for your spirit, a place to go to tune out the distraction, negativity, and doom and gloom so that you can tap into the deep power, the vibrancy, and the potential you have inside, you're in the right place. Welcome to A Changed Mind. Hey, it's David. Just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. I've got an incredible opportunity for you. Big announcement that my book is now live on Amazon. A Changed Mind: Go Beyond Self-Awareness, Rewire Your Brain, and Re-Engineer Your Reality. If you've been wanting to take your personal growth to the next level, maybe you've done the self-help thing, but you're still feeling more stress or overwhelm or anxiety in your life. Maybe you've gotten to the next level of financial security or growth in your relationships or health or your business, but you've hit a new ceiling and you're really wanting to understand how to identify the resistance that is still inside of you that's shaping your experience of life and to let it all go and transform it so that you can truly feel free emotionally, spiritually, financially, and achieve your full potential. You've got to check out this book. I spent the last 18 months pouring all of the teachings, philosophies, tools, even processes that I've never taught before that have helped me go from a life where I was literally struggling to survive to a life now that I love in a system that lets me materialize the vision I have for my business, my family, my world without the hustle and grind and putting my spiritual growth and well-being first. So if you've been wanting a treasure map to the emotional and material promised land that life has waiting for you, take a minute to jump on over to Amazon, grab yourself a copy of A Changed Mind, or better yet, grab a couple of copies and give them as gifts to your loved ones. The feedback is already coming in. People are saying this is one of the most practical and powerful personal development books they've ever read. And I get it, because everything that's in this book is exactly what I went through, what I learned, and what I used to change my mind. Check it, grab yourself a copy, and now on to your regularly scheduled podcast episode. Hey, it's David. Welcome back to A Changed Mind, a sanctuary for your spirit, a place where each and every episode I will remind you of the certainty of the goodness of the future. I am your friend, your host, your guide, David Baer. Today, we're going to be talking about money. You may be aware of some money blocks that you have. You may want to create more prosperity and abundance in your life, but feel like there is a gap between you and a greater bank account, your dream home, a high-paying career, growth in your business. Today, we are going to close that gap. And what I'm going to be sharing with you is an absolute game changer in terms of attracting prosperity and abundance in your life. You may have listened to other podcast episodes or watched other videos where they talk about how to create wealth and how money works. I have an amazing episode that so many of you, thank you, by the way, have commented on and asked additional questions around money blocks that it inspired today's episode. And what I'm going to be sharing with you, I think, is the missing piece that most people don't understand around how to transform their money consciousness. And by the end of this episode, you'll be one of the abundant and prosperous insiders well on your way to creating more money. In fact, I would suggest that by the time we're done with this episode, more money will actually have been created for you. And it's just a simple matter of time before it materializes into your actual experience in your life. And this teaching, this distinction that I'm going to be giving with you, it has its foundations in esotericism, some of the ancient old wisdom teachings that really understood how energy worked. People refer to this as metaphysics, but it also has a reinforcement in its understanding in behavioral psychology and neuroscience. And I'm going to help you close the gap between where you are and where you want to be in terms of your wealth creation. It does not matter how long you've been experiencing lack or financial scarcity. It does not matter what background or family you come from. It does not matter how big or hairy or gnarly your money trauma is or how many experiences you've had that you don't like around creating wealth in your life. No matter where you are right now in your life journey or your financial journey, you can create an immediate change based on what I'm going to be sharing with you. And this really is the linchpin that helped me transition from a life where I certainly wasn't living in scarcity. I mean, that being said, I had two homes that were in foreclosure. I had about $4,000 in my bank account. I was actually running my own business. I just wasn't making very much money. I didn't have any savings. So certainly some people have less money than that. A lot of people have more money than that. But when I realized this distinction and became aware of it, it really changed everything. So let's get into it. I'm going to start by sharing with you a story based on a coaching conversation I had one of my clients recently, because she brought this distinction back up for me. And she had completed one of our pre-call coaching forms, and I was reading through her form and noticed that she was very happy with her life, really excited about the business that she was creating. She's an intellectual property attorney. She's building a technology platform. She's been in our work for a while. She's now become one of my private clients, but she's gone through my other digital courses and my other coaching programs, and she's really thrilled with the life that she's created. She was able to leave some toxic relationships behind. She was able to leave her corporate career. She started this new business. She's starting to attract real relationships. She's got more friendships. She's healed the dynamic with her family. Completed this form, I noticed that she was so thrilled about the time freedom that she has because she determines her own schedule now that she's an entrepreneur. She was super excited about the location freedom that she has. She spends some of her time in Scandinavia. She was on her way to the Middle East. She gets to work from anywhere in the world, helping people from anywhere who are located anywhere in the world through the intellectual property work that she does. And she was talking in a way that seemed excited about the financial freedom that was coming. And I noticed that she commented on it 4 or 5 times in her pre-call form. And in our coaching framework and methodology, we pay attention to density. In other words, what we pay attention to is frequency in what someone speaks and frequency in what someone writes. And in particular, we're paying attention to what someone says or communicates that doesn't feel good. Now, this was very, very subtle, but what she was communicating was her anticipation or her excitement or what her life would actually look like when she has financial freedom. Now, when you are anticipating financial freedom, it's certainly better than anticipating financial scarcity. A lot of people have money beliefs like money's hard to make, or money comes but it doesn't stay very long, or you have to work really, really hard or sacrifice the other important areas or things in your life in order to create financial abundance and prosperity. And that's why so many successful professionals, so many entrepreneurs who achieve financial abundance have done so at the cost of bringing their health or their relationships or their parenting or their life to the sacrificial altar of prosperity and abundance. But there really is a way that you can have it all. You don't have to hustle and grind. And what we want to be able to do is close the gap between this desire for financial freedom in the future and the life that you're having right now. In other words, perhaps you've studied other great spiritual teachers, metaphysical teachers, personal development teachers. Maybe you've read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and you understand the concept that you have to start feeling today as if your outcome has already been realized. In other words, if you're struggling with some sort of health issue, you have to actually be thinking thoughts of wellness and feeling emotions of wellness today. And the byproduct of that will be that either your cells will start to reorganize and you'll materialize an actual experience of wellness in your life, or you'll start to have thoughts and ideas, and through coincidences and synchronicities, you might meet a health practitioner or find a protocol that restores you to health. But the key is that you have to feel today in the absence, seemingly, of the thing that you want, as if you have the thing. Neville Goddard talks about this as being able to experience today the wish fulfilled. So how do we do this if we can look in our bank account and we can actually see that we've only got $100? If we can actually look at our credit card debt and see that we've got more debt than we actually have money in the bank? If we can see that other people are experiencing financial prosperity and abundance and wealth as we would define it, but then we look at our own lives and we're not experiencing that, right? We don't have the dream home. We don't have excess. We don't have surplus. We don't have financial freedom. How do you actually experience financial freedom when you can look in your bank account today and see that you don't actually have it? So I brought this subject up with her on our coaching call and I said, hey, I'd like to hone in on this idea that you'd like to have financial freedom in the future. And she said, sure. I said, the challenge with believing even that you can have financial freedom in the future is that that financial freedom is in the future. And so follow this with me for a second here. Even if you have what you would consider to be empowered beliefs right now, even if you don't believe that money's hard to make, or you don't believe that wealth is for the successful few, but it's not for you, or even if you don't believe that money is the root of all evil, so your beliefs are congruent with you actually being able to have the thoughts and the ideas and the emotions and take the necessary action and to vibrate and resonate at a level that would create synchronicities and coincidences to create wealth and abundance for you, what you're doing is you're placing your financial freedom somewhere into the future. And so in this very moment right now that you're watching this video or listening to this episode, your financial freedom is in the future. It's not here right now. Now, if I were to check in with you an hour from now, your financial freedom, even if you had really empowered beliefs around money, would still be in the future. And so if you take a look at it, your financial freedom is always in the future. It's never here in your present moment. And so what we want to do in transformational work, if we want to really elevate our consciousness around money and we want to close the gap so that we can start materializing more wealth in our reality, we've got to find a way to close this gap. Maybe you've seen the picture, for example, of the donkey with the stick that's tied to its head with a carrot in front of it. No matter how far forward the donkey moves, the carrot is always in front of it. So unless you close the gap and somehow are able to realize or experience financial freedom right here and right now, financial freedom is always going to be the carrot at the end of that stick. It's always going to be somewhere into your future, never something that you're experiencing here in the present moment. Well, in my conversation with her, we started exploring financial freedom. And she said some really powerful things. She said, I want to create financial freedom for myself. And as I create financial freedom for myself, I want to be able to create it for other people. Now, her background is that she's Iranian, and so she spends a lot of time in Iran. And she gave me some statistics. I don't remember exactly what they were, but it was something like 6-9% of the world's wealth is actually in Iran. Yet many of the Iranian people are living below the poverty line. And she said the reason for that is because the Iranian government has sequestered all of the money that belongs to the Iranian people, and so they don't have access to wealth and prosperity. And so we began to take a closer look at this. Now, interestingly enough, she's raised money for her business. She was able to get financing and find ways at a time where she didn't have as much resource to actually get into my coaching programs and then leverage my coaching programs to create business success and create more financial prosperity for herself and make her way up to being one of my private clients, which is not an inexpensive investment. So she's been very resourceful. And what I wanted to help her see was that, in fact, she has financial freedom right now. See, most of us think financial freedom is a certain amount of money in the bank. But that's just one metric around money, how much what's called fiat currency we have in our bank account. But fiat currency is fake currency. Fiat currency is money that's just printed and invented and made up by treasuries of nations that we are able then to deposit into our bank account. But what I would suggest is that's a poor measurement of financial freedom. And it's interesting, fiat currency is fake currency. And I've talked about in another episode where I explore removing money blocks that the reason why we call money currency is because money is an energy. It's very similar to the electricity that runs through the wires in your home. It has a current to it. That's why we call it currency. And so money flows into our life and flows out of our life. And there are ways that we can attract this currency towards us and through us, and ways that we can actually repel this currency. Now, in that previous episode, I talked about some of the common money-limiting beliefs, and I helped to dispel those money-limiting beliefs, because if you're not where you want to be financially, you probably have some of those money-limiting beliefs. So I highly recommend that episode. But I want to go even deeper with you on this idea of financial freedom and my client who is resourceful. Because what I would suggest is that true financial freedom is an understanding that any moment in time you have access to not just the money in your bank account and the fiat currency, but you have access to the resources of the world. In other words, you have the opportunity to leverage all kinds of resources. You may not, for example, be able to buy a $2 million home today, but you could leverage resources to be able to live in a $2 million home today. You may not have the financial resources to be able to hire the people that you want to hire for your business, but you can leverage someone else's financial resources to raise money for your business and hire the people and actually experience that type of prosperity and abundance. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, come on, Dave, this is sort of Pollyanna. It's not Pollyanna at all. True wealth is the ability to harness really the infinite amount of resources, financial and otherwise, that exist in the world today. And when you understand that financial freedom is not about how much money you have in your bank account or how much money you earn, but how resourceful you can be, and when you understand that you can access all of the resources that other people have been accumulating towards your goals and your experience of life, then you truly become financially free. In other words, your bank account could be shut down tomorrow. Take a look at what's happening politically and financially in the world. We're actually seeing some people being debanked by the banking industry. You could have a tremendous amount of liquidity in the financial markets by owning stocks or equities, but that could shift on a dime overnight. You could own a lot of financial wealth or abundance in the form of Bitcoin, but that could drop by 75% tomorrow. So is that really financial freedom? True financial freedom is an understanding that you, as a powerful creator, and in the interconnectivity of all of the human beings on this planet, have access to the resources of the total. So the people of Iran, for example, are not going to be restored to financial prosperity and abundance by finding a way to overthrow the government and get access to the bank account where the Iranian government has supposedly sequestered all of the fiat currency of the people, right? Their riches, their wealth. The Iranian people, going back to my friend's or my client's spiritual vision in terms of establishing financial freedom for herself and then helping a whole nation experience financial freedom and abundance and prosperity, that financial freedom is going to be established through a changed mind. When the Iranian people realize that they've been playing a small game called money in the bank account and letting other people control these small pockets or buckets of money, when they realize that true abundance and true financial freedom comes through a complete reorientation of the way that we look at wealth, and aligning ourselves with this idea that there are resources everywhere that we have access to when our thoughts and our beliefs are actually in alignment with abundance and prosperity. When we close the gap between the financial freedom that we hope for someday in the future and the financial freedom that we actually have access today by transforming the way that we're looking at financial freedom. Take some of the great historical leaders, by the way, and the movements they created and the resources that they had access to. If you've ever read the autobiography of Gandhi, he talks about his journey of really harnessing the resources of an entire nation, of other wealthy individuals who supported what he was wanting to do in terms of liberating the Indian people from imperialistic British rule. He was able to accomplish extraordinary things to amass a tremendous amount of resources that most people would have looked at and said, well, you can't afford that, because he understood the true nature of wealth. He understood that if he could transcend the amount of money in his bank account, or the amount of money that he received from a paycheck, or the amount of money in his equities or stock market, that he could actually experience financial freedom by tapping into the resources that exist everywhere. So that's my encouragement for you today. Start thinking beyond the bank account. Take a look at, and this would be a great exercise once you get done with this episode, two or three times in your life where you were able to acquire something or experience something that you could not afford as a result of your ability to tap into your own personal resourcefulness. A time when you were able to make things happen, when on paper or anyone else looking from the outside in would have said, you can't afford it. And you'll start to see how limited we've constructed our own lives by only making decisions around those things that we desire or those things that we will have or those things that we will want based on what we can, quote unquote, afford. What I'm suggesting is we can't afford to continue to look at financial freedom in this myopic, limited way, to look at it through the lens of the amount of fake currency that's been printed and put into our bank accounts. As a powerful creator who is creating your own reality, and we understand that this is true, again, going back to this idea that thoughts are things in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, the ideas or the understandings that we have through neuroscience and behavioral psychology that your brain is a goal-achieving machine, an understanding of metaphysics and vibration, and knowing that through the constant habit of thoughts and emotions, which creates an electrical activation in your nervous system, you're influencing the subconscious minds and activities of other people who, through this magic called timing, creates an orchestration of meetings or coincidences or synchronicities that can produce outcomes that you cannot afford if we were to look at your bank account, that you have such greater access to resource than you're giving yourself credit for. So resourcefulness and access to resource, which is the only true financial freedom, is something that's already within inside of you. It's not something that you have to earn. It's not something that you have to figure out. It's something that you have to align yourself with. And that alignment comes from understanding really the root cause or first principles or the true nature of wealth itself. Right? Wealth is something that exists inherently inside of you because you have the ability through alignment of your own thinking and through your habits of positive emotions to become congruent with the acquisition of any desires you have, whether it's from the financing of your own bank account or through the contribution of what others have accumulated in terms of their own individual wealth. You have access to the wealth of the whole through a transformation of your thinking about what wealth itself is. So I hope you loved this episode. If you did, by the way, you're definitely going to want to check out my episode on removing your family money blocks. Yes, it's very, very important that we identify the limiting beliefs that we've adopted over time or the programs that have been passed on to us by people who were not living lives of abundance and prosperity in the way that we desire to live our own lives in terms of financial freedom. At the same time, we've got to close this gap between this idea that today you're not living in financial freedom, but someday you are. When you understand the true nature of money and the true nature of wealth, you can realize that right here, right now, you're living in financial freedom. It's just a matter of activating it from within. If you love this episode, do me a favor. If you're watching on YouTube, leave me some comments, ask me some questions. I try to answer all of them. If you haven't yet subscribed, and if you're joining me on your favorite podcast platform, do me a favor. Also subscribe so that you can get notified of new episodes when they come out. Every single week, I'm releasing a new episode to try to help you understand even more clearly the fact that you truly are a powerful creator and to help you believe in the certainty of the goodness of your future. Today, we talked about money and we'll go deeper beyond this episode. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, it's David. One more thing. If you want to go even deeper on everything we've talked about on today's episode, don't forget to jump over to www.davidbaird.com. You can find the link in the show notes and subscribe to our newsletter. A couple of times a week, I'm going to be sending you the latest episodes that we've released along with additional free trainings. You'll get immediate access to my free Mind Hack ebook and go even deeper into all the tools, the technologies, and the frameworks that have helped tens of thousands of people establish a changed mind. Don't forget to jump on over to the site and I will see you in the next episode.